93.6 More FM morning. It's 20 past 7. We're talking to Ben Townley right now, New Zealand motocross rider, international rider as well. That riding in the last couple of weeks you've been doing, I believe, with Cody Cooper.
Yeah, I've been with a few different mates of mine, actually. Anyone who I can con into getting out there. It's been so wet and getting out and getting dirty. But, yeah, for me it hasn't been a problem at all. So I've been riding with Cody, and actually he did really well the past weekend in the Australian Motocross Championship. So, yeah, it's been, just whoever I can con to get out there, really.
Speaking of Cody Cooper, he is one of the many riders named for the New Zealand Motocross the Nations team. Your take on the team lineup?
Should be good, mate. You know, obviously Josh and Cody, you know, Josh obviously so much experience, you know, especially with that event in particular as well, and then Cody seems to be in some really good form at the moment. In the race on the weekend, they both were on the podium, both finished in top three in the series, so, you know, they're really good. And Kane Lamont, who's a local boy as well, has been selected for the MX2, and that'll be good. He, I think, is a future for our sport in New Zealand, and it'll be really good to get him started in that motocross the Nations, because I'm sure if he carries on with the career path he's got going, he'll be in that team for many years to come.
Speaking of career paths and many years to come, props to Daryl King.
Yeah, it was obviously, you know, to wrap up a world championship at that age, it's no mean feat at all, so pretty good effort.
So is New Zealand motocross, I mean, you know, you're always here to promote it. You'll do whatever it takes to keep it on the bubble and keep it in, you know, the on TVs and whatnot. I mean, are we in a good place?
Well, I think the New Zealand championship this year, we had four rounds, and one in the south and three up here with the final in Taupo. And I think, in my opinion, the New Zealand motocross championship was probably the best it's ever been. You know, you had the likes of myself and Josh and Cody and the MX1 class, and the MX2 class was as exciting as always. We had some really good coverage with the TV package, a lot of media involvement as far as online, massive amount of involvement. It managed to create headlines all over the world with a couple of different crews of, you know, the guys from iLab did an excellent job of putting together movies on YouTube, and Mind the Gap did the same thing. So we got some major coverage all over the world, which was really good for the sport. And I think, you know, it's in a good place as far as the motocross goes. The supercross side of our sport, not so much. We really need to look at what's going on there and really try to resurrect that. But as a whole, I think, you know, the motorcycle industry seems to be ticking along nicely, and we're not in, you know, the best of times in the financial world, and it still seems to be ticking along, so that's good to see.
I think what those words you say will certainly be taken note of. I mean, obviously this interview that we share with, you know, internationally as well. Just quickly, Jet Pilot, what's your deal with Jet Pilot? Because there's some awesome videos that people can see of your recovery to where you're at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, Jet Pilot put together a series of my recovery from when I was in hospital to getting back on the bike for the first time, and it was pretty cool to have them, you know, to show the world what an injury involves and what you go through in that whole process. And I was really, you know, really thankful to have them do that and keep my face out there in the motocross world, really. And it's been some awesome feedback on, you know, on the whole thing, really. Lachlan, who did the filming for it, he's put together some amazing footage, and everyone's just been raving about it, and I loved it as well. So it's cool to see the, you know, Jet Pilot doing something a little, you know, having a little bit of a different twist on it, not just films of us riding, you know, really putting together some in-depth coverage of, you know, what goes on behind the scenes as well.
All right. We're talking to Ben Townley, local motocross rider and international rider. Are we going to see you here riding Digger McEwen at any stage sometime soon, maybe?
Yeah, probably try and hit the last club day in September. So that'll probably be the next time I race at Digger McEwen, and not sure if I'll be at Lab Weekend or not, but as of right now, like hit the last club day.
Well, I'd better get some practice in just so I can say that I lined up with BT on the starting gate, mate.
Let's do it.
All right, Ben Townley, hey, thanks again for your time this morning, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, see, there's a challenge, you see. Last round of the Winter Series for Toro Motorcycle Club. Come on. Get the hook of Honda, Alpine Stars, One Industry, Addiction Streetwear, Alpha Wheels, Pro Cup, Pro Sign Bike. Ready to go.